Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee's initiatives changed development scenario of the country. Inaugurates Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow to mark 101st birth anniversary of the former Prime Minister. Mr. Modi says his government working for last 11 years to benefit every citizen without any discrimination. Top Maoist leader Ganesh Uike, carrying a reward of 1.1 crore rupees, killed in an encounter in Kandhamal district of Odisha. Railways rationalise passenger fare structure from tomorrow, no increase in suburban and monthly season tickets. Festival of Christmas being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervour. And Pope Leo urges Ukraine and Russia to hold direct talks to end war. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said for the last 11 years his government has been working hard for the betterment of each and every citizen of society and giving them benefits of all schemes without discrimination. He called it true governance and true secularism. The Prime Minister said this while addressing a public rally in Lucknow after inaugurating Rashtra Prerna Sthal on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India.
ये राष्ट्र प्रेरणा स्थल हमें संदेश देता है कि हमारा हर कदम हर पग हर प्रयास राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए समर्पित हो सबका प्रयास ही विकसित भारत के संकल्प को सिद्ध करेगा मैं लखनऊ को उत्तर प्रदेश को पूरे देश को इस आधुनिक प्रेरणा स्थली की बधाई देता हूं
Prime Minister Modi said saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government and now crores of poor citizens are gaining benefit from them.
हमने अंत्योदय को saturation यानी संतुष्टिकरण का नया विस्तार दिया है. Saturation यानी हर जरूरतमंद हर लाभार्थी को सरकार की कल्याणकारी योजनाओं के दायरे में लाने का प्रयास जब सैचुरेशन की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता और यही तो सुशासन है यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है यही सच्चा सेक्युलरिज्म है
The Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee took many initiatives which changed the development scenario of the country. He especially mentioned the initiative of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana.
अटल जी की सरकार के समय ही गांव-गांव तक सड़कें पहुंचाने का अभियान शुरू किया गया था उसी समय स्वर्णिम चतुर्भुज यानी हाईवे के विस्तार पर काम शुरू हुआ था साल 2000 के बाद से प्रधानमंत्री ग्रामीण सड़क योजना के तहत अब तक करीब 8 लाख किलोमीटर सड़कें गांवों में बनी है और इनमें से करीब 4 लाख किलोमीटर ग्रामीण सड़कें पिछले 10-11 साल में बनी है
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and other senior ministers of the state cabinet were present on the occasion. Our Lucknow correspondent tells us more about the Rashtra Prerna Sthal.
The Rashtriya Prerna Sthal, which was inaugurated by Prime Minister today, houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of a lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The museum showcases India's national journey and the contributions of these visionary leaders. Constructed at an approximate cost of Rs. 230 crores, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at his Samadhi, Sadaiv Atal, in the national capital. A prayer meeting was also organized at his Samadhi in Delhi. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Minister Manohar Lal inaugurated the Atal Canteen in the national capital on the occasion of the 101st birth anniversary of the former Prime Minister. To mark the occasion, Abhyuday Madhya Pradesh Growth Summit was organized in Gwalior. Union Home Minister Amit Shah laid foundation stones and inaugurated development projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees. Mr. Shah remembered the contributions of late Atal Bihari Vajpayee to the nation.
Atalji not only helped in preserving the country's cultural heritage, but devoted his entire life to awakening the nation's self-respect and consciousness. It was Atalji who presented to the world the principle that nuclear power can also be used for peace, and standing firm against global pressure, took the historic step of making India a nuclear power. Sanmaniya
Atalji ne kiya. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee in Amravati on the occasion of Good Governance Day. They later planted saplings at the Vajpayee Memorial Park. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tributes to Bharat Ratna Mahamana Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary. He said Mahamana played a crucial role in awakening national consciousness along with social reforms to break the chains of slavery. Mr. Shah also paid tribute to Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya. Mr. Shah said, through the establishment of the Banaras Hindu University, Mahamana inspired the youth towards modern education rooted in Indian cultural values. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released the second and final series of Mahamana Vangmay, the collected works of Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President remarked that the collection is not just ink on paper, but the very DNA of India's freedom struggle and the blueprint of the country's cultural renaissance. He highlighted that during colonial rule, Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya firmly believed that education was the most powerful tool to awaken the nation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Railways has rationalised its passenger fare structure with effect from tomorrow, with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. The revised fares are applicable only on tickets booked on or after tomorrow. For ordinary non-AC, non-suburban trains services, fares have been rationalised in a graded manner across second-class ordinary, sleeper-class ordinary and first-class ordinary. In second-class ordinary, there is no increase in fare for journeys up to 215 kilometres to ensure that short-distance and daily commuters are not impacted. A top Maoist leader, Ganesh Uike, has been killed in a joint security operation in Kandhamal district of Odisha this morning. The top Maoist was carrying a reward of 1 crore 10 lakh rupees on his head. More from our correspondent.
The killing of a top Maoist leader, Ganesh Uike, by security forces in Odisha is considered to be a big blow to the Maoist cadres in the state. Ganesh Uike was a central committee member and Odisha in charge of the banned CPI Maoist. He was wanted in connection with several major Maoist attacks in different parts of the country. The encounter took place in the Chakapad police station area of Kandhamal district and the Rambha forest range along the Kandhamal-Ganjam border in the early hours of today. The operation was launched following specific intelligence inputs. 5 other Maoists were also reportedly killed in the encounter. Search and combing operations are continuing in the surrounding forest areas. Meanwhile, Director General of Odisha Police Y.V. Khurania has said that the state police set a target to end Maoist activities in Odisha by March next year. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Christmas is being celebrated across the globe with devotional fervour today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. They decorate their houses with Christmas tree, illuminated paper star and holly wreaths and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Bells on folks tell ring, making spirits bright. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to people on the occasion. In the national capital, Delhi, the festival is being celebrated with religious fervour and frolic. The jolly festivities have been in motion since last evening, with churches holding the Christmas Eve Mass. More in this report.
The birth of Jesus Christ was celebrated with enthusiasm at midnight in various churches in parts of the national capital. People added to festival's fervour by singing carols and sharing plum cakes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also attended the Christmas morning service at the Cathedral Church of the Redemption. Other churches, including Sacred Heart Church, St. Stephen's Church, St. Martin's Church, among others, showcased their lights of the festive spirit. Delhi Heights illuminated their homes with lights and decorated it with wreaths and Christmas trees. Children also donned costumes of Santa Claus, distributing sweets and Christmas cards in the streets. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Our Mumbai correspondent reports that Christmas is being celebrated across Maharashtra with festive cheer and religious fervour. Churches in Mumbai, including Mount Mary, St. Peter's and St. Michael's, have been beautifully decorated with special prayers and masses underway. In West Bengal, Christmas is being celebrated with enthusiasm and grandeur. From the heart of Kolkata to the suburban pockets, the state has transformed into a hub of festive joy, drawing people of all ages into the celebrations. In his first Christmas sermon today, Pope Leo urged Ukraine and Russia to find the courage to hold direct talks to end the war. Speaking at St. Peter's Square, the first U.S. Pope expressed hope that the fighting would stop and that all sides, with support of international community, find the courage to engage in sincere, direct and respectful dialogue. His plea comes as U.S.-led negotiations on a deal to end the fighting continues. Earlier during the sermon, Pope Leo decried conditions for Palestinians in Gaza. Leo, who was elected in May this year, said that Jesus was born in a stable to show that God chose to live among people in a weak and temporary place. He said this should make us think about the tents in Gaza, where people are suffering in bad weather. The Indian Army has issued an internal letter on use of social media applications by its personnel, with an emphasis on operational security and responsible online behaviour. Sources in the Indian Army said Army personnel have been allowed to access Instagram only for the purposes of viewing and monitoring. They clarified that no comments or views are to be communicated on the platform. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim till Sunday. Dense fog conditions will prevail over parts of northeast, Chhattisgarh, east, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, entire northwest and sub-Himalayan region for the next 2 days. The Weather Department also predicted cold to severe cold day conditions in Haryana, Jharkhand, West Rajasthan and East Uttar Pradesh for the next few days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the poor category. The average AQI of the national capital was recorded at 238 as of 7 p.m. today. In women's cricket, the third T20 international between India and Sri Lanka will be played at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram, tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. local time. The hosts have taken a 2-0 lead in the five-match series. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee's initiatives changed development scenario of the country. Inaugurates Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow to mark 101st birth anniversary of the former Prime Minister. Mr. Modi says his government working for last 11 years to benefit every citizen without any discrimination. Top Maoist leader Ganesh Uike, carrying a reward of 1.1 crore rupees, killed in an encounter in Kandhamal district of Odisha. Railways rationalize passenger fare structure from tomorrow. No increase in suburban and monthly season tickets. Festival of Christmas being celebrated across the globe. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.